All right. As far as the injuries go, Cyrus Gray tore his ACL. He did that, I believe, the third quarter in that area there. Demetrius Harris, before the game started, during pregame warmups, fractured his foot. And so he's obviously out this week, as Cyrus would be. We haven't made any moves or anything yet. Doris is going to do those, but we'll get together on that later and get you that information. Anthony Fasano, I mentioned he had a knee contusion. It is tender today, but should be okay there. And then Fleming still has the hamstring strain. Really, everybody else, if we had to practice today, would be able to practice. Gaines had a ankle sprain the week before, and that's why Chris Owens took over during the game there. That was a gritty win, I thought, for our football team in a hostile place against a good football team. I think the Buffalo Bills are a very quality football team. I think Doug is, like I mentioned, Doug Marone's done a very nice job with them. We come out with plenty of things to work on, and we'll get busy on that really today. And as we go through the film with the players. Defensively, I thought we played good, solid football throughout the first half. We had a couple issues during the third quarter, but got it sorted out. And again, I thought Bob had a nice game plan, and I thought the players executed it well. I thought our defensive line played very well throughout the game, and there was pressure on the quarterback, other than possibly the three-step drop game that they were doing. But normally when he had to take it into something greater than the three-step game, then he had to move around a little bit. Offensively, I thought we started slow and kind of worked that way through the first half, and then we made some big plays, a couple of big plays in that second half that paid off for us, and kind of settled down a little bit as we went. Special teams, I thought we were steady throughout the game on special teams, and again, we had the one big play there to cause the fumble and then recovering that. So I thought overall big plays were a factor. I thought field position ended up being a factor in the second half. I thought turnovers and penalties, again, those are things that I thought we handled, we did well with. So even though we had the turnover, we were able to do some things there. So those became factors in the game. Parker, I mentioned yesterday after the game, playing well after looking at the tape, I still felt that way. He had a big responsibility on covering the rookie wide receiver. He's a good football player, and I thought he did a nice job there. And then he had the strip fumble on Bryce going in for what looked like it was going to be a score. I thought Poe did a nice job. Again, anytime you can have one of the bigs inside like him with his athletic ability come up with sacks, I mean, that's a big thing. And he was able to do that again. It was good to get Eric back out there for a second week in a row, and looked like he's feeling better and more adjusted. Chris Owens for stepping up. You look at him and Sean Smith, both of them are banged up just a little bit, and they're able to push through that and give us quality downs out there and play well. So, and then offensively, Jamal had a couple of real big plays for us. Again, he had hurt his shoulder, had a stinger there, and fought through that until the end there, but played well. Dwayne had another good day for us. And then Wilson and Sherman on that fumble on the punt there, they did a real nice job there. So Again, good win. Time's yours.
Coach, when you look at Ron Parker, who claimed off waivers last year, to what he's doing in the past two seasons, how would you assess his growth? How far has he come?
Yeah, well, I think he's come quite a way. It's a tribute to John and the staff for picking him up, and then for his work ethic that he brings every day to practice and carries over into the game. So, and we ask him to do quite a little bit. He's playing 2-3 different positions, so, and playing him well.
Yeah. As a guy, he was waived, I don't know, 15, 20 times, it yeah. seems like, before he got here. A lot of guys give up after all of that. Why do you think he stuck with it?
I mean, guys do give up. That's not his personality. Not his makeup. He's pretty persistent guy. I joke him. It was kind of, you know, he's a twin, so it was like battling for the refrigerator. Who was going to get there first? So he started him young.
Did something click when you guys moved him to safety or that position, because he struggled at corner earlier this year? Did something click as far as confidence or something once he moved that position?
Yeah, it was a weird thing, because it really. During the OTAs and the early part of camp, he was playing great at corner. And then he kind of went through a little phase there where it wasn't working, you know, for whatever reason. It wasn't working at the corner spot. But this is where that persistence comes in. He battled through that and got himself back on track at the corner spot, and then we moved him. You know, then he got forced into action at the safety position. I think if you asked him back then, he would tell you that safety is that's his more natural position. I think now he feels comfortable with both of them, which is a good thing. Yeah.
How would you assess Joe Mays' return yesterday, and how do you work him back into the mix given the play of JMJ and Josh Marler?
Yeah, well, you know, again, it's a matter – those guys are playing well, so you don't disrupt that. I mean, everybody's going to play. I mean, you need everybody, especially this time of the year. So I thought it was important that he got in and got used to the speed of the game again. And he did that on special teams. And we'll just see how it goes this week. You know, Bob has all these different packages. So if he works in on one of those, he works in. If not, he just, you know, keep bringing them along. Yeah, that was probably a rookie deal right there, the one at the three you're talking about, right? Yeah, that probably wasn't the best time to catch that one, but he'll learn. He's a pretty talented guy, so you're gonna have a few hiccups there with young guys. You just kind of work through it.
They just feel when it comes to returning, you know, in those situations, you need to get more reps at this
Well, as much as you're asking me about them, the players probably got on them a little bit. They learned. They learned fast. So, along with the coaches saying something. But, you know, he's a talented kid. He'll be fine.
Andy, as a play caller, how difficult is it to where you know you have this play and you know it can create a spark, but you just have to wait till the right moment to use it, like with that pitch?
Yeah, listen, that you have a few of those situational plays. That's a short yardage play, so. You had to wait till you were in a short yardage situation. I thought Andy Heck and Eric Bieniemy, Tom Melvin, all put that play together for that time, and so they really need they deserve the credit for that. And then we got the right defense against that look, and then the fellows took care of it. And Jamal did what Jamal does best, right? And that's run that son of a gun, and he did a nice job.
And what do you think it says about the defense?
Yeah, that's a good offense, efficient offense that has been doing well over the last few weeks. I mean, they've been in games similar to this and then come out on the long end of the stick there. So, I was proud of the effort that the guys gave. And they, you know, we had a chance there where things weren't going well, where you could fold, and they – you know, the guys rallied around it and picked it up, and they made a few adjustments there, and you know, it paid off for us.
Throughout the season, Alex has really spread the ball around a lot of different targets. Yesterday, it seemed like Dwayne got the majority of the targets. Was that based on what Buffalo was doing, or was that just part of it?
Yeah, well, the matchup, Dwayne's tough to a tough matchup for people because of his size and strength. So we thought we could utilize that. They were playing man coverage, and so we you know, tried to take advantage of that. Alex, you know, Alex had another good game. He had a lot of tight throws, and he was under some pressure. That's a good front, and so he hung in there. A lot of guys, again, they get their game thrown out of whack and can't refocus to make those throws. And I thought he did a nice job. But he's got a lot of trust in Dwayne, and especially, you know, in tight situations there. I got all three of them. Just go.
Well, I'll get the same answer anyway.
Okay, good answer.
When you came in here from afar and had watched Jamal Charles, and then you came in here last year, were around him every day and saw him play, what was the thing that surprised you most about what you didn't know, what you couldn't really see on film?
Yeah. Well, the thing you don't know is a guy going to show up every day to work and bust his tail at his job, or is he just going to take for granted those few years that he has to play that position and not take full advantage of it? So he comes to work every day. He trains like a wild man in the offseason. He diets the right way and gets enough rest, does all those things. He handles the whole profession the right way. And that part you don't know until you have him.
And now he's running up and down the sidelines, keeping his linemen, keeping their heads on straight.
Yeah, no, he's all in with everybody. So he loves to play the game. He's like a little kid out there, and that's a good thing.
We'll go Dave, BJ, then Herb.
You talked about the pressure. You got a lot on Kyle, but he only got him down the once, and that's sort of a league wide thing where it seems like a lot of teams are getting a lot of pressure. But I think sacks right now are down like 105 league wide. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, we didn't help that number much yesterday from an offense standpoint. But you're right. The guys are getting the ball out quick is what they're doing. And it's tough. I mean, it's tough. If you if you can force a quarterback into hitches because of the coverage on the outside, it gives the defensive line a better chance to get home. So, but on three-step drops, guys are getting it out. You saw Kyle. I mean, if he didn't have it, he was throwing it out of bounds. So he wasn't going to hang on to the ball.
Even that much more incredible. He's got more sacks than two teams right now.
Yeah, no, he does a pretty good job. Yeah, he's glad he's on our team.
With Harris going down in warmups and the packages you like to use with three tight ends, how important is, you talk about Anthony Sherman's versatility,
mm-hmm.
but for him to kind of step out and take some of those roles and know the game?
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't have to change anything. I mean, it was that simple. And we have a pretty big package in that three tights. So he stepped in and did all of it. And didn't blink a bit. And we still had production from that grouping.
Coach, your father served. Mm-hmm. You went to the Persian Gulf in the Conference mm-hmm. in 2010 with Brett Childress. What does Veterans Day mean to you?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I mean, you see the support that's going on throughout the league. I'm proud of the National Football League for caring so much. You look out and we're wearing camouflage out there. I mean, guys have towels and coaches have hats and the green gear, that we're wearing. So, but these are people that protect our country, that allow us to do what we get to do. I mean, all of us in this room, which is pretty special. So, I think it's a great tribute to the people risking their lives, for us to have America the way it is. It's a beautiful thing.
Last two, right here and then
back. How do you see the loss of Harris and Grady kind of affecting you guys on special teams too?
Yeah, both of them were contributors and probably Cyrus a little bit more. He had developed into a real good special teams player over the last year. So, we're going to have to ask people to step in. You saw Wilson step in for Cyrus yesterday, and he did a nice job. Big shoes to fill. Next guy's got to step in and go. And likewise with Harris. Yeah.
Silly question. Last year was the Reed baby. This last week it was the fake Andy Reed. I mean, do you have fun with that?
Yeah, no, I'm good with it. I was over at my son's house on Halloween and with my little grandbaby there, his first Halloween. So my daughter-in-law came running over and goes, "Hey, there's a guy dressed up like Hugh asking for candy." So I went out, we took some pictures. I told him he had a little too much stuffing. He had about four pillows. And I said, "We're down to like one. Just give me one."